much.
So we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we left off on page Kuf Chof. Actually, first paragraph in. So if you remember again, the basic theme over here is that the Mechaber's basic premise is that a person has to come to the conclusion, to the cognitive conclusion, that Elokai Neshama Shenasata Bi Tahorihi. That's the conclusion a person has to come to. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm good. At my core, I'm good. At my core, I'm holy. At my core, I'm pure. And even if there are negative things that happen, those are not things that color me in my entirety. Those are just simply what he calls the levush. Those are the articles of clothing that ultimately I perhaps have to change. So he says, Kimuvan, lo maspika yidias hadvar, kufchof, first paragraph. It's understood that it's not enough just to know these things. Yesh lehisbonein bahem shuv v'shuv. A person has to constantly review them, constantly contemplate them. If a person is in a situation where he has a negative self-identity, tadmis yiruda, a negative or low self-perception, or he's angry at himself for all types of reasons, alav lefanos liatzmos man ma biyom. A person has to set aside some time for himself each day. Kol echad lefi kol chov efshri yosef. Every person according to his abilities. And this wherewithal, ulahaschil is funny. What do you have to do in this time that you set aside for yourself? You have to contemplate, mi ani be'emes. Who am I really? Hara shebikirbi ma gidro. What is the nature of the negativity that I have within? V'haim hu oker es etzem tfisasi kitov ma'od. And does this negativity that I have within really uproot the goodness of my identity? Now, after a person begins, I will say, the first step to anything in life is understanding what is true. A person has to first know, you know, the Ramchal, we saw this Mislasi Sharm a little while ago, or a long time ago, that in one of his first sections called the Midah of Zihirus. So the Zihirus essentially means paying attention in life. So Ramchal says the first thing you have to know in life is what's the Tov HaAmiti and what is the Ra HaAmiti. Life begins by knowing truths in a cognitive fashion. So the first step, says the Mechaber, is I have to understand that I'm Tov. Now, the first step is I have to understand that. I have to know that. The second step after I know it is to spend time contemplating and reinforcing it. I have to take quiet time. I have to take moments with myself, like we saw in the previous chapters, about the need to have time alone. And during that time, I have to reinforce this notion. That any negativity in this world cannot steal from me the inner good that I possess. Koach HaTov, the power of the good, Shebo Yiskala V'yetzei L'chutz, the power of the good that ultimately will become revealed and move out to the outside. Afilu Ha'adam HaRabi Yosef, even if a person is truly negative, truly bad, Im Efshalo Rakach, if you could even say such a thing, because it will say, remember, to say that a person is truly bad contradicts his assertion that people could be bad, but you can't be truly bad, because at your core you will still be good. Im Yachkok B'da'ato, Yisponin v'yashnan sha'al af sha'ani megala ba'atzmi nora ra. So a person, if he begins to analyze himself, contemplate, he will see that even though I find tremendous pockets of ra, of negativity, of evil within, hametzios hapenimi sheli hi chiyuvis v'tova. My inner core is good. Koach hatov shebo yotza la'or v'yachnia ko'es koach hara. I just have to allow my good to come out, and it will ultimately vanquish the negativity. Madua, ki kafi shevi arnu koach hatov ba mikoach haneshama, the koach hara hu mikoach osagu. Because I will say, at the end of the day, why will the inner good always triumph over the evil within me? Because the good emanates from my neshama, and the bad emanates from my guf. which means that by definition, the Tov is more powerful because the Tov comes from an eternal source versus the Ra, which is much more limited because it comes from a temporal guf. Madua, ki kafishim, sorry, eiza koach yosir chazak be'emes, which koach is really stronger, hanishama o haguf, bevadai, shanishama shimel yorim, it's not even a kasha. Which koach is stronger? Of course it is the neshama, because the neshama comes from the celestial, so it comes from the elyonim. Hi yosir chazaka me'aguf, v'lochein, kasher ha'adam megala es nishmaso. Therefore, when a person reveals his soul, nishmaso tenatzeach es gufo, v'yiskala etzlo zihui atzmi ketov. So we'll say, and this is so interesting, since it's not even a shayla. The Tov, of course, is stronger within us. Why? Because the Tov emanates from the neshama, the Ra emanates from the guf, and the Tov is light years ahead. Excuse me, the neshama is light years ahead of the guf. Which I will say then raises a very interesting question. If we accept this assertion, that indeed Tov comes from the neshama, Ra comes from the body, neshama is stronger than the guf, therefore Tov is stronger than Ra. That leads us to one simple question, which is, well, who's we all? Who's we all?
Good.
Who's we all? Right, right. So correct. Meaning, so then the obvious side would be we should be automatically good. Then why do we struggle? Then why do we struggle? Then why do we do bad things if at the end of the day it's so clear that the Tov is stronger than the Ra? Look at this. We'll end with this paragraph. V'im yava adam yusha, a person comes along and asks, Hare roim anu yom yom sha'a sha'a sha'aguf menatzeach as hanashama. But yet we see every single day, sometimes every single moment, that the body overcomes the soul, that the Ra eclipses the Tov. So how could that be? If you tell me again that Tov comes from the Neshama, Neshama's and Ra comes from the Guf, Neshama's stronger than Guf, so Tov should always in. The Bible says this is such a profound answer. He says, Hatshuva Hamit, you want to know the real reason at the end of the day why sometimes the Ra is able to conquer the Tov, why the Guf is able to conquer the Neshama? He says, Haguf eino minatzeach af panas haneshama. It's not true. The body can never vanquish the soul. Ela, shepashet haneshama lo nimtzeis besoch ha'adam. You know when the body wins? The body wins. The Ra wins when the neshama doesn't even put up a fight. Sometimes the neshama has already retreated. The neshama has already left the building. The neshama is not there to fight. Lo nimtzeis besoch ha'adam. Ha'adam mavriach me'atzmas ha'neshama, because too often, says the Mechaber, we chase our neshama away. And when you chase your neshama away, when the guf wages its battle, guess what? There's no one to fight back. He says, ima'adam lo mezah es atzmo ki neshama. Shemo bosh, so what do you mean I chase my neshama away? He says very simply, if a person doesn't identify himself as a neshama, primarily as a neshama, but a neshama that's clothed by a body, therefore, his primary identification is with the body. Rabosai, the moment a person primarily identifies as a physical being and not the spiritual being, the moment a person primarily identifies as a guf and not the neshama, ultimately they have chased the neshama away. And when I chase the neshama away, I extinguish its light. And when I extinguish its light, v'chivan she'or nishmaso kava, lachim gufo sholeit bo. And I both say, the moment I chase my neshama away, ultimately, is the moment that l'maisa, there's no one there to fight against the guf. I both say, just one more paragraph, then we'll stop. Mashlama adamadoma. Let me give you an example of this. Yeshna milchama bein shtei umos. Two nations are waging war. Balayla echel mi'atzadim halach lishon. At night, one of the sides went to sleep. Baha Oyev, Pashat Alamachan, and the Kavasha Sakal. What happened? So now one army went to sleep, and at night, while they're sleeping, the second side comes in and Mamish takes everything from the camp. Im Hayu Arim, Bahayu Menasim Lilachim, Hayubem Koel Chinotzel, Linateach. Now, if the sleeping army was awake, they could have potentially been successful. Avaka Asher Tzad Echad Yashin, Vat Sad Sheni, Irani Bigvura. There's an amazing yisod. So now, did the army that came in, did they win the battle? They win the battle? They won the battle, but why did they win? Why did they really win? Because the other side wasn't even fighting. It's quite possible that if the army that was asleep was awake, they would have fought back and won. Says the Mechaber, that's what happens so often in our dynamic of life. Yes, on one hand we say, Tov comes from the neshama, Ra comes from the guf, Neshama is stronger than Guf, and therefore, Lemaisa, again, Tov should always vanquish Ra. Aye, but at the end of the day, how come it doesn't always happen that way? Very simple. Because often the neshama is not even fighting. How could it be that the neshama is not fighting? Because the neshama has been chased away. How could the neshama be chased away? Because when a person chooses to identify as a physical being rather than a spiritual being, he chases the neshama away. Perhaps he even euthanizes the neshama. He puts the neshama to sleep so that when the guf comes to wage war, there is no one to stand up to oppose it. All right, we'll continue with this theme in Mirat Hashem a little bit more. Probably not tomorrow, but on Monday, because tomorrow is a longer daf again. So we'll pick up on Monday. Because it's living in a physical world. It should be correct, but that, I don't think that's such a casual. We live in a physical, temporal world, so it's normal that man is drawn to the physicality of his circumstances.
But again, one comes from a place where